You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the most common features of any superhero movie is the villains. Villains have become just as iconic in their own right as the heroes. Now, even us as Christians, we too struggle with various enemies. Now, we will examine some of these enemies and try to determine which one is our greatest enemy, or rather, which is our arch nemesis. When thinking about the Christian's primary enemy, most people would start with the devil, Satan. The devil is the common enemy for every believer. Now, the Bible gives us a lot of information about this enemy called the devil. Throughout the pages of Scripture, the devil is at work from Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, all the way until Revelation and Armageddon. I believe that the Bible gives us so much information about the devil because with knowledge comes wisdom. And we need to know who we are up against because the devil has many faces of evil. You see, the Bible tells us that the devil was once a mighty angel who fell because he sought to elevate himself above God. He was an angel who was found to have the spirit of pride. He desired to be worshipped. He desired to be all-powerful. The Bible tells us that our enemy, the devil, was cast to earth and he has since sought to make war against God's people. This enemy called the devil is a deceiver. The Bible tells us that he is a thief and the father of lies. We are told that he is an accuser of God's people. We are even told that he masquerades like an angel of light. Surely, the devil is a formidable enemy. But the Bible also gives us the tools to defeat the devil. The Bible tells us to resist the devil and he will flee. Apostle Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God to protect against the principalities and powers. Jesus reminds us that Scripture is a powerful defense against the devil from his experience of being tempted in the wilderness. And so, the devil is an enemy who comes in many forms. But thankfully, the Bible tells us exactly how we can deal with him. We can resist him. We can fight him with the full armor of God, and we can use God's word against him. Now, another common enemy we ought to be aware about is the world. The Bible says that friendship with the world is enmity toward God. The Bible says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love for the Father is not in them." As Christians, we are told we are to be in the world, but not of the world. Now, let's be clear. The world is not the people of the world.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
We are not called to be separate from people. The world, as the Bible describes it, is a system that operates against God. It is the world's system. It is the world's moral standards that we are told to be separate from. It is the system that started with Cain in Genesis chapter 4, where he decided he would establish his own rules and way of living. It's the system that led to the world being destroyed by a flood and Noah building an ark under God's instruction. The world's system is what led to Sodom and Gomorrah being judged by God. You see, as believers, we are told that the world will hate us because they have hated Christ, and we are His. However, we are also told that Christ has overcome the world. Therefore, we need not fear the world. So we've established the following. The devil is our common enemy as believers. The world is also our common enemy as believers. I personally believe that our greatest enemy is not the devil. I believe that our greatest enemy is not this world. My dear friends, I submit to you that the greatest enemy that a Christian must face is self. It's the flesh. You can resist the devil and he will flee according to the Bible. We can be in the world but not of the world according to the Bible. Our flesh can be our greatest adversary because we can't separate ourselves from ourselves. The flesh won't flee if you resist it. It will come to tempt you again and again. You can resist your flesh today, but that same temptation will come back to test your flesh tomorrow. And you'll have to resist your flesh once more. Consider this. When the devil wants to tempt you, he predominantly appeals to the flesh. When the world tempts you, it appeals to the flesh. Jesus tells us that unless we are born again, we cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless the flesh, the self, is reborn and recreated into a new self, we will constantly be at battle within ourselves. The Bible tells us that in Christ, we are new creations. Paul describes an elaborate internal battle where the things that he wants to do, he doesn't do, and the things he doesn't want to do, he finds himself doing. This intense internal struggle describes not only Paul's experience, but all of ours. We all have this internal struggle within us. We all have this battle between our flesh and the spirit. The spirit tries to pull us toward God. The flesh pulls us away from God. The spirit pulls us toward life. The flesh pulls us toward death. The spirit is our inner light. The flesh is our inner darkness. The spirit produces fruit of the spirit. The flesh produces its various lusts. One of the solutions that the Bible presents is that we must crucify the flesh. What does that mean? One way to look at it is that there are two types of seeds in us. There is a seed of light and a seed of darkness. The seed of darkness is the flesh, and the seed of light is the spirit. Now, keep in mind that Jesus Christ said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The more of Christ you have, the brighter the light in your life. If we feed and water the seed of light, which is your spirit, it will grow brighter and brighter, and this light will give no place to darkness. However, if we water and feed the seed of darkness, which is our flesh, then the darkness is what will grow. It's the things we watch, the things we listen to, and the company we keep. All of these things determine whether the light of Jesus Christ takes over in your life or the darkness of sin takes over. So, crucifying the flesh really means starving the seed of darkness within you. We must starve the flesh. This means we can't watch everything the flesh may want to watch. We can't listen to everything the flesh may want to listen to. We can't hang out with people that will only feed our fleshly desires and intents. We must starve the flesh. We must starve that seed of darkness that seeks to sin and rebel against God. Now, how can we feed the light? How can we feed the Spirit? Psalm chapter 119, verse 11 tells us, "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." This means that the way we feed the Spirit is by diving into the Word of God. The way we feed the light in our lives is through the Word of God. We need to allow the Word to speak to us and flow through us. The Word of God is the best instruction manual when it comes to how we can defeat the devil, the world, and the flesh. As I have stated, our greatest enemy is the flesh because it's an enemy that we have to fight daily. It's an enemy that we have to crucify daily. However, the good news is that we have the tools to subdue our greatest enemy. God has given us the power through the Holy Spirit to defeat the flesh. When you focus on Jesus Christ, when you focus on the Word of God, when you focus on prayer, then the light of Christ inside of you will grow brighter and brighter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.